Her home was always filled with noise and responsibility. But Susanna was a woman of prayer. She didn't have a private room that she could simply get away alone to. She would simply sit in her kitchen. She would take her apron and she would pull it up over her head. Her children knew that when she did that, she was in her prayer closet. And day after day, she prayed for each of her children by name. Two of them, John and Charles Wesley, would lead a revival that shook two continents. John preached to thousands in the open fields. Charles wrote over 6,000 songs that are still sung today in churches. And it all flowed from a mother who boldly asked God to bless her children, who boldly went before the Lord and asked for his blessing upon her and her kids. Elisha reminds us to pray big prayers, not selfish prayers, but prayers that ask for God's Spirit and God's power for his glory. So let me ask you this morning, are you asking? Are you hungry for God? A casual prayer doesn't do it. It takes the earnest desire to pray, Lord, I want all of you in all of me. But notice, lastly, the simple appropriation in verse 10 down to verse 14. Verse 10 said, you've asked a hard thing, he said, but if you see me as I'm being taken up, it shall be so for you, but if you do not see me, it shall not be so. They kept on going. They still went on and talked, and behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. Elijah went up into a whirlwind into heaven. When Elijah was taken up, you read there that his mantle fell to the ground, and Elisha picked it up. That was his step of faith. He saw Elijah, and he knew from the promise that he had made, that Elijah had made to him, if you see me, then it'll be so. If you don't, it won't. And he saw him, and he saw the mantle fall, and he reaches over on the ground and picks that mantle up off the ground, and he walks back to the Jordan River, and he strikes the waters, and he says there in verse 14, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And he struck that water, and the waters parted. That is appropriation. He didn't just hope for God's power, he acted on it. Faith means taking what God has given us and acting on it. It's taking God at his word and stepping out by faith in his word. Elisha didn't wait. He asked, he believed, and then he acted. He picked up the mantle, he stepped out, and God proved himself faithful. It wasn't Elisha doing it, it was God who did it. He proved that the God of Elijah was also his God. Is the God of Elijah your God this morning? Because understand, faith isn't passive. Faith is active. It takes what God has promised and it puts it into practice. God has already promised his Spirit to dwell within us. The question is, will we act by faith? Will we step forward in obedience? Will we trust him to supply the power that we need? I don't know what the next 75 years holds for this church, but I know that it's going to be greater than the last 75. It's been that way for decade after decade, one decade after another. You're going to see that in just a couple of weeks as you look at the historical timeline and see what God had brought this church from to where we are today. What a powerful testimony that's going to be. Faith means just taking God's, what he has given to us. So the question is, will we step forward in obedience? Will we trust him in the next 75 years? Elisha's story is a reminder that God is ready to empower his people. The mantle has fallen. The Spirit has come. The question is not whether God is willing, but it's whether we're ready to seek with a steadfast determination, if we're ready to identify ourselves with Christ, if we're ready to ask boldly and step out in faith and follow him. Understand that God's power is available to every single one of us, not just to the preacher, not just to missionaries, but for every child of God who prays and says, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I need you. And that same Spirit who empowered Elisha wants to empower you, but we have to take those steps. Don't quit, but surrender everything. Pray earnestly for God's power.